Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bonnies.
And we're in another new location, sweetheart.
What's
going on? You want to explain?
No, we explained it in the last episode. So we are just utilizing one of the spaces that I came up with during our son's party, which is kind of like...
Incidentally, our topic also today.
Connected to our topic today. Okay, but before we talk about that, let's say what we're into stuff for the season.
What we're into.
All right. What are you into?
What am I into? I'm into, I'm into a lot of things. So I have to choose maybe Yellowstone.
Yellowstone, that's right.
So you got me into it. You've been asking me to watch it. And I don't know, if you guys have seen it, then maybe you will relate that it isn't so much the story for me in this one as it is the whole Montana vibe.
Yeah.
And the cowboy life.
Yeah.
Yun.
So nature, roughing it, simple life, campfires, eating out in the wilderness.
And also just, you know, getting exposed to... that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Na hindi lang yung parang attractive siya sa akin. Na parang, ganito pala yung culture nila.
Yeah.
Parang this is how they are kind of like formed by their livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
And also how it gets very political even in that part of like you'd think Montana so wow serene ganon. But so ano ba yun? Totoo ba yun na ganon sa Montana?
Well, no. I would think the politics comes from the fact that they're rich. So whenever there's a lot of money to be made and a lot of property,
but my question is, people fight over it. Montana is a place for the rich, I would guess. Or is that just like they just used it?
Oh, like what's interesting. So Yellowstone has elements of Downton Abbey in the sense that you've got the upper class, very rich, and their lives are so different from the lower class, but they interact often. They ride horses together. So you've got the lives of the bunk of the cowboys or cowgirls, and very different from the rich people.
The rich people,
kind of like Downton Abbey, right? You've got the whatever their names were, the family, and then the servants. Then it's also got elements of a mafia movie or a mafia series because there's always they're kind of like an organized crime family, and if you notice, you're cheering for them, but these are crimes that they're committing. You
na parang hindi naman siya tama at the end of the day.
Breaking and entering, assault. Yeah,
but for me, I'm just really into the whole Montana vibe, cowboys. Siguro around the 6th episode, sabi ko sa asawa ko, I wanna enroll the kids into like horseback riding classes. Char.
Bigla na lang.
So if you guys haven't seen
it, out of the blue,
go and try it out. You might like what I'm saying. I wouldn't recommend to like get into the story very deeply because it gets shallower parang every ano ba
we're on season 2. She just started season 2, so think of how quickly you've lost steam. You're like, okay, got it.
I don't know until when ko masusustain na parang puro Montana, puro cowboys kasi yung story talaga wale.
Yeah, and you can kind of tell, especially the more and more thin episodes, I would call them thin, that the story progression, the character progression is very weak. But you have a lot of montages of like roping cattle and like horseback riding. Okay, I get it, you know, but to show the same trick 3 or 4 times in the same scene, it's like, okay, come on, let's move on, diba?
Yeah. And, so yun lang yung warning. Pero kung ikaw nga yung mga tipong, yan, you wanna get exposed to like new culture, understand more of the Indian-American conflict within the United States and all of that, yun, panoorin mo siya. Yun yung value niya.
Yeah, if you watch it and you're in our Telegram group, please send us a message or on IG. If you watch it too, we'd love to hear about it. And who is your favorite character?
Uh-huh.
And your most hated character? So we have a most hated character. It cuts to this person, we're like, oh my gosh.
Sino? Okay, gets ko na. All right, sige. Okay, so that's mine. What is yours?
I'm into this new fantasy novel I just started reading. It's called The Way of Kings, and it's by... Oh, gosh, I really should get the book. Hold on. The Way of Kings by Brian Sanderson. This is the first book of the okay. Stormlight Archive, and it is 1,200 pages long.
Okay.
So I'm holding it up to the video for those who are watching on video. So, yeah, I'm on page... I just started a few days ago. Started Monday. I'm on page 86. Pretty fun.
Okay, what pretty got fun. You into it? Why did you choose that? Where did that come from?
You know, those of us who are into fantasy or maybe even... well, no, Yellowstone is more realism. But fantasy, sci-fi, video games, all of that, people will tell you it's all about the world building. So you've got to make a world that's interesting, weird, strange enough that we want to explore it, but also consistent enough. It's like, I liken it to like a computer program, that if it's not robust enough, like if I explore this wall, ay wala na palang, alam mo yon, it's like Main Street in Disneyland or in Enchanted Kingdom where you have these storefronts, but when you go inside it, it's like, ah, okay.
It's not a real store.
It's just a front, diba? A lot of world building is like that. So you're looking for consistency and you're looking for, wow, an overarching vision. And so far, so good. I'm going to geek out a bit. What's interesting in this one is there seems like the living world is kind of personified. So like fear manifests in the form of like moss.
Like
active living moss.
So when you're kind of miss reading things like that.
Yeah, yeah. So
like mga Narnia type. Even when I would read the Harry Potter.
Actually, a friend
before.
Of mine was just telling me about Oriental magic realism. Last Sunday, someone at church was just telling me about an Oriental story, but it's magic realism. And I was like, oh, wait, that's what my wife's into. Yeah. What's her name? Isabel Allende.
Yeah. Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Right. But this one is Asian. Hmm. So it's like...
Interesting. Sino kaya yan?
The Opium War is the setting, but there's magic realism nice. Built into it.
There is one author who did that. Well, no, hindi ko naman sinasabing one author lang siya, pero yung nabasa ko, yun yung But for the Lovers. Na right, Pilipino right. naman. All about like the history of the Philippines in the eyes of like, or in the, at least within the framework of our colonizers.
Right.
Yun.
This one naman, I think it would make a cool video game, the fight scenes. Mm-hmm. So, so light is alive here. And you can breathe it. So certain people have ability to breathe in light and capture the light. And if you can capture the light into these materials that can capture it, then wearing that armor gives you super strength, super speed, or faster healing. And then the ability to breathe in light can make you affect gravity. So like this guy like rushes into... And the light is also used to... Yun yung light bulbs nila. Mm. So wherever there's a light bulb, that guy has extra power. So he breathes in the light and then he's able to, as long as he's like holding his breath or something, is able to attach like lash. They call it lashing. Like connecting yourself to different points and that alters gravity for you. So for example, I'm holding my breath in, I lash to the ceiling. Now up is down for me and I fall upwards.
Okay.
And then he does that to his opponents. Like, oh, okay, you're trying to fight me. He'll disorient his opponent by lashing them to the side. So now they fall sidewards. So, you know, their swings miss. Parang ganun. So it's like, galing naman ng fight scene na yun. Like, paano mo naisip yun? So yeah, so far so good. Pretty compelling. There are massive time jumps. It starts with a character. Then you're reading this guy. Like, okay, great. And then 4,500 year time jump. And you're like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm lost already. Next chapter. 5-year time jump. And you're like, I'm lost again. And you're not repeating any character. So I have a new guy. And then 8-month time jump. So I'm... But the world's fascinating enough that it's keeping me... I feel like this guy I'm reading about now is the main character. So, yeah. Let me know if you've read Brandon Sanderson, The Way of Kings, Stormlight Archive. Would love to geek out about it.
All right. Okay, so we are done with what we're into. We are going now to talk about our topic for the day.
Topic of the day.
So what is our topic?
Our topic is tensions for our
tensions of parenting.
No, the 10 tensions from our son's 10th.
Sobrang haba.
No, no, but did you see 10th?
I know, kaya nga pinaikli ko na lang eh.
No, no, but the it's there. Don't give up. Don't. Ay, naku, you're quitting.
Of parenting.
You're giving up too soon, girl.
And this
you're
is coming right from... Okay, this is coming
Brilliance.
From...
It's just around the corner.
This is coming from...
10th. Tenth shuns.
This is coming from... Ay.
Okay, sorry.
All right. So this is coming from... the 10th birthday of our firstborn.
Yep.
Which, of course, is also our 10th year as parents.
Yep.
Siyempre, hindi mo kami parents before that, no? And I always get emotional when my kids have their birthdays just because I feel like it's both, sabi ko nga, I get both happy and sad when my kids have their birthdays because I'm happy for them. But I'm kind of sad for myself because I'm always leaving a part of our history behind. Na, okay, so kunwari mo, magpa-5 na, yung fourth year nyo, iiwan mo.
Mm-hmm.
Na, which has a lot. I don't know why it doesn't feel that way with marriage. Na parang you kind of like don't leave anything every time you add a year to your marriage. You understand?
I think we do leave stuff behind. But yeah, we're still pretty much the same person.
No, and I guess kasi the motion nga is like you're getting closer together.
Yeah.
But when your children kind
it's
of like add a year, yes, yeah. Every time they add a year to their lives, it's 1 year away from the time of like super closeness.
Yep.
Diba? Na parang farther and farther away. Not that, you know, the motion is for you to like separate, but it's for them to be like, be able to stand on their own without you and be independent. Yeah. Diba? So, yeah.
So we have these 10 pairs of words and we were reflecting on it. We were saying, okay, what has parenting been like for you, for me? How would you think about it? And so we have these 10 pairs of words. And if you've noticed this about us already, we like tension. Okay? We like tensions, not just because we're nagugulo tayo or something. not naman like that.
But because life is like that.
Yes.
I mean, I think if you observe life well, it's never completely happy, it's never completely sad.
And
it's always in between. If I could put a word to what life is, it's bittersweet. Like, you, parang would you rather not live? No naman. But when you live, there's going to be pain, there's going to be hardship, there's going to be, you know, suffering.
And also, in those tensions, as hard as it is to say, oh, why are there tensions? It actually enhances the flavor. Enhances truth and beauty and meaning. And you know this, right? Like, why is Thai cuisine so good? Because of the tensions, the many flavors, spicy, sweet, sour, salty. It's all there. You're eating something fatty, like a very delicious chicharron. You put vinegar, it makes it even better, you know, because it enhances the thing. So when we look at these tensions, what we want to invite you to do is to reflect on it. And maybe you're a parent and this is like, yeah, I can relate to all or some or one of those tensions. Or maybe you're not a parent and you're trying to understand your relationship with your parents. And you're like, okay, this is, yun o nga pala, this is the tension they were going through. And when we talk about tensions, I love our friend's book, Adam Avery, the book Stop Taking Sides, where when he talks about tensions, he says, don't do one and then the other. They're both meant to be held. So this is not a choice of like our what you're into. Like, do you like this or that more? No, you actually need both. Both are important. Secondly, we can't read tensions as an average, right? So sometimes we read tensions like, okay, so it's a 50-50 thing. And that's actually a terrible way to attack tensions because you end up with less than either side. What we need is both sides functioning at the same time. So for example, one of our tensions here is,
and it's also kasi seasonal eh. Parang you can't say it's 50-50 all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it is, but then sometimes it's like more 60 on this side and then 40 on the other side. Alam mo yon.
Yeah. So for example, like one of our tensions we'll get to is discipline and grace. It's not a question of do I discipline or do I show grace?
You know, do both.
It's how do we do both? That's what we have to lean into.
So,
and the struggle in doing that is actually where the growth happens, where the truth is discovered, where the flavor is developed.
Yes.
I'm hungry.
Okay.
Let's go.
So, palagi na lang ganun yung illustration mo. Last week, mushroom, no? Okay. Ito, pagkain na naman po.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, but yeah, so as 10-year-old, so as 10-year-old parents, here's our 10 tensions of parenting. So para pag may title ulit to, it's tumigil ka na. 10-10. Ah, diba? Kung meron kaming book na 11-11, meron about marriage, no? Ito naman ay 10-10.
10-10.
Yeah.
Parentheses. Shuns.
We don't have to spell it out. Right, okay, right. Let's go. All right. What's the first one?
I'm trying to think of like the sarapen. Like how, what could we say? No, never mind. All right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. All right. First pair.
Right.
Father and mother.
Father and mother. Do they need more of the dad? Do they need more of the mom? I think it's obvious that, you know, the best kind of parenting that you could give to your child is like a complete set. There's mom and dad.
I mean, before we even get to the parenting, just the very formation of human life requires
both.
Yeah. A male sperm, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are no female sperms. I don't know. I guess there are sperms that produce females. But sperms that come from a man and egg cells that come from a woman. And in that very beginning, you've got this beauty of, you know, male and female being united to produce life. And, well, I mean, we learned that in health class and reproduction. But for us, one amazing part of this journey has been seeing how God's design has been for that to be really a thing where statistics, history, data will show that the best place for children to be raised is in a home where a father and mother love each other and love them.
Right.
And there's so many benefits. Physical, developmental, psychological, emotional, financial. So many benefits that come from that. And then the flip side is all the consequences. Financial, physical, security, legal consequences when that is not followed. When husbands are unfaithful or for whatever reason, you know, one partner's not in the picture. And we're not here to say, and we'll talk about that later, how that can be offset and through community, through, but before we offset, we need to know what we're missing first and what God's design was meant for it to be.
Right. On a very personal level for me naman, raising our children with you in the beginning was like, parang I'm thinking, why doesn't he think of these things? Parang marami akong ganun. Kunwari mo, like let's say, diaper na lang. Ilang beses ko na sinabi kung nasaan, hindi niya pa rin alam. Diba? Yung parang, bakit ganun?
And no, then, or quite simply, I would sleep through the night and our baby would cry and I would wake up the next day and think, oh wow, our baby slept through the night. And you're like, are you nuts? He woke me up 3 times. I don't know how you didn't hear it.
Yeah. So, ang daming questions in my head as a new parent na parang, why wouldn't he think of these things? But as we were like getting older as parents, I began to open my eyes to the things that you would think about that I would never think about. And I think it becomes more evident kasi as the child grows.
Yeah, for sure.
Because in the beginning, the primary caregiver talaga is the mom.
And for me naman, as a man, like what one thing I love, and you've heard me say this to you and me even on this podcast a lot, I'm just amazed at how, you know, mothers are able to form the child. It's like, I was just talking to someone about this yesterday. If you think about like the ultimate human superpower, right? Like, so humans can create art, humans can write books, humans can go to space, can invent things. This is the ultimate human superpower, that a mother can take this fertilized egg cell and turn it into a human being. Like, none might say that it's a person. You know what I mean? It's like, what is that? And then beyond that, she's even designed to sustain that life, you know, from the breastfeeding, like that. Like, why would you wake up and I wouldn't wake up? I didn't realize that, like, mom's hearings are like almost superhuman when it comes to their baby's cry. So they can hear their baby cry when I don't, diba? So don't be too mad at your husbands, but husbands, be more gracious to your wives because they're hearing stuff. I was just talking to a guy recently and they were talking about their relationship and he goes, what does it feel like that the man always does the sacrifice? And I said, I don't know why you would ever have that idea. I don't have that idea. I do think I sacrifice a lot. I do think I have to give in a lot. I do think I have to say sorry for things I didn't do wrong, blah, blah, blah. But wait till you guys have kids and you're going to see how much sacrifice your wife will have to go through. And it's not even fair. And kaya nga to me, it's like, hahabulin ko na lang yung magagawa ko kasi it doesn't even cross my mind. And the kids don't even ask me about these things.
And yet, no, I mean, like, admittedly, even in culture, in media, it is so well portrayed naman talaga how moms are kind of like the more sacrificial of the two when it comes to the children, no? And yet, I would say it is not complete. Alam mo yon, na parang you could be doing more, but actually, well, one is that it's not good that you're the only one doing everything. Secondly, it is still not complete. Because as, you know, my children were growing up, parang nakikita ko talaga na kung wala yung tatay and you know how you bring in the play, the lightness, the just everything I could not bring in. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, kawawa to mga batang to if they were left with me. Because they'd be so lugi and so, like, so serious all the time.
And you know what's interesting is we didn't know this until recently, but apparently there are studies that show that fathers and children receive a dose, a shot of oxytocin when they play together. And that mothers don't get. Which, I guess you would get it from the idea of play, you know, the concept of it, but not the act itself. Not this. It's actually similar to how moms get a shot of oxytocin from breastfeeding their babies.
Yeah, like yun, diba? That really happens. When you breastfeed, you actually release oxytocin in your body, which makes the baby relaxed, and you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're very relaxed, and it's quite addicting because oxytocin can be very addicting. This is why moms
go back to the act of breastfeeding
even when it's very, very hard, because there is a reward. There's a joy in doing that act.
So there's a lot, and we don't, I mean, siguro if we ever write this into a book, we could detail more of it.
Yeah,
but the reality is, it's just a joy to witness both.
Siguro last na lang for me, male and female, we were both made in the image of God.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, people are like thinking na, but God is male, right? But the trait of a woman, how many times ba actually na nakikita nating hinahambing sa Bible yung traits ng isang ina at ng isang woman to God? Because saan ba manggagaling? Kay God din lang naman yun. He is whole.
Yeah.
And He has well distributed His amazing qualities to both the male and the female. And I think that when we are being in such a good partnership as parents, we are able to give that to our children, a piece of God to our children.
Yeah.
Na parang this is the wholeness of God, which we cannot attain by ourselves. But if we come together in partnership as your parents, this is a part of a piece of who God is. We'll never be completely like Him, but at least a semblance of it we can give to you as parents.
And this is not to excuse or to condone places where one, you know, either a father or a mother has been abusive. And there are people who have had to make difficult decisions, even parents who have had to make difficult to shield their kids from the abusive influence of a mother or more often a father. That's terrible. That doesn't excuse it. And it's terrible that because of that person's sin, this other parent has to make a harder decision. Mm-hmm. That being said, that doesn't mean that it's not important anymore. And in fact, what I've been blessed to witness is single parents, usually moms, who are like, wait, I need to find someone to help me with my children. Because whether you're raising boys or girls, you need both a father's influence and a mother's influence to help them be the adults that, that the best kind of adults they can be. This is also not to say that people who didn't have that influence are just doomed.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't really have a complete set of parents. My parents were great in the beginning, but somewhere along the way, it just wasn't, you know, ideal. So, and for a while, I was thinking that maybe I couldn't parent well because of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, by God's grace, I am able to.
And I think what I want to point out is you're not doomed, but we must also, if we grow up missing something in life,
we need to know.
We need to know it. That. And we need to pray and say, God, I didn't have this. Can I have this? And I think a very insidious form of abuse or gaslighting to people is, you didn't have this and don't worry, it's not important.
Yeah.
That's not necessary. You know, to do that to someone. And I've heard of people who have that problem. Who, oh, I wanted to know my father. Oh, why? So your mom wasn't enough. Your mom wasn't enough. It's like, well, wait, don't make the mom's feelings of inadequacy a reason to block this person, this man or this woman, from wanting to know more about their history. A child needs to know the truth about where they come from. And if they need other influences in life, then we should be happy that they're doing that and not take it as a, oh, they're meeting that person. It's a sign that I've been a terrible person. No, I'm grateful for you.
And if you feel like you're lacking, no? Nakulang ka. It's because kulang ka talaga.
Naman tayo,
I mean, totoo yun. Kasi nga, no one is meant to do this alone.
And it's not to take away from that sacrifice.
Yeah, it doesn't mean na when you're lacking and you can't give everything that you're wrong. It's really more like that's the design. To be able to come together. And, you know, in places where like you're a single mother, you know, life has just happened to you and you're not able to do this with someone. This is why community plays a very big role. I mean, kaya nga sinasabi yung it takes a village to raise a child. And where your village is, there you will find your partner as well. Not really like a romantic partner or like a real dad or real mom of some sort, but at least you have whatever is lacking, whatever you cannot give anymore because you are limited. Meron kang karelyebo.
I mean, I was just talking earlier today with one of my oldest and closest friends. And he was raised by a single mom. And I never once felt from her that she resented whenever he would have, you know, kuyas or even his friendship with my dad. She was grateful. It was not competition for her. And if you talk to him, so grateful for his mom. He could see all of her sacrifices. He was like, all the businesses she tried, all the rackets she did to put him and the rest of his siblings to school. It's like, grabe ka. So it's not either or, you know? So, and I don't think that's a helpful approach to see it that way.
Right.
So that's the first of the 10 tensions, father and mother.
Second.
Discipline and grace.
Discipline and grace.
Here we go. It's one of those words where it's not either or.
And you're always kind of like accused na you're too much on this side or you're too much on that side, di ba?
And I think if we're followers of Jesus, we need to look for whatever, and this is going to be a massive rabbit hole.
Actually,
are
if
we
going to
go down it? I don't think so.
No. We don't. We're going to do a
Let's
separate.
Let's do it. No.
We're going to do a separate episode for like really going deep with what we mean by discipline and grace. But definitely, this was like one of those things na we struggled with as parents. Like, especially early on, no, as we were raising Philip, na parang we're always kind of like checking, are we too much on the discipline na ba? Are we too much on the grace? And what do we even mean when we say discipline? What do we even mean when we say give them grace, di ba?
And I think one thing that I'm very grateful for with where we are now in our parenting journey is we've found a way to express both.
Right.
And when we don't, we're not perfect. Just look at Carla's post on Feb 14 about losing her temper with our kids. But just look at that post. So same thing. You know, we all have those struggles, but we're not aiming for that. So we used to have this conflict. Now I'm on discipline mode. I'm stern. I'm angry. My body language, my tone of voice, everything is just very harsh, you know, and unforgiving. And then suddenly I'm like, now with the model of discipline and grace that we have, it's not a choice, right? I can stay gracious in my tone, in my body language with the kids, but there are definite limits. Manu, I will not allow you to keep hurting your brother. You are not going back inside until you're ready to reconcile with everybody here. But I love you. I'm here with you. Mm-hmm. They're not sent out on their own that, oh, you didn't follow. Okay, now you go outside while we all stay here and have fun.
I think this is also when I'm very, very grateful that we are parents today, because a lot of information is available about how we can marry the two.
Yeah.
Kasi before, it was just really more leaning to one side. Diba? Yeah. Na parang, kung grace po, sobrang grace naman. Pag discipline, sobrang discipline. Ngayon nakikita natin, especially in the gentle parenting movement, no, na, and a lot of people mistake gentle parenting as like more of like too much on the side of grace, but it's not. Mm-hmm. A lot of gentle parenters will tell you that boundaries are important, guidance is important, discipline is important. However, we do it in the most gentle and most loving way possible. It's really not taking out the whole discipline part. Eh.
Yeah.
But it's more, how do we do it? Kasi it used to be, we were taught to do it in a very harsh way, very painful way. And apparently, there are methods naman pala that are more loving and kinder and probably less harmful in the long run. So, yeah, you know, one of these days, we really want to talk about this because it's been on our hearts now for quite some time. Na, you know, it's about time that we just be informed about the way we actually administer everything to our children, because that matters.
Yeah. I guess last point is, by being able to reconcile this, it actually helps with your relationship with God. Diba? Because then we see that God's discipline and grace are not mutually exclusive. Diba? His discipline is an expression of his love. So, yeah, when we start to see it that way, it will change the way we receive it. God's not mad. He hasn't given up. He's not punishing me.
Yeah.
It's actually going to work out well.
Mm-hmm.
Third, I'm going to jump ahead. Physical and spiritual.
Yes.
Raising a child, because I think, what was that book that you were reading that you were quoting, that what could be a more awe-inspiring task, you know, for a human being to do, but to shape a human mind? That's what you do. You have a child, and I think more than any other kind of leadership development or training or mentoring that we've both done, with a child, it's so total. It's so complete, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm feeding him. I'm putting him to sleep. I'm making him exercise. And I'm wondering how that's going to affect his development. So I think that's one thing we love about with children. It's so incarnate. It's so fleshed out. You realize that, man, this Christian faith is not just a concept. It's not just abstract teachings. It has to be fleshed out in everyday life.
Yeah. And I think that also applies to parents in the sense na parang there are some things that you physically cannot do anything about
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But this is why we have to be grateful that we are all both physical and spiritual.
Yeah.
Na there are some things talaga na end of the line na for you.
Yep.
But because you have God and because we are spiritual beings because of just the nature of being God's children, no? There's always that element of like, let's grow this person in the spirit.
Yeah.
And when this person is growing in the spirit, who knows, diba? What miracles wait for this person? Na, where the physical limitations are just evident na.
Yes, and also, diba, miracles in the supernatural sense, but also to see the natural development of the child as miracles, right? And so I loved your app that talks about, and maybe you can link that in the show notes, that talk about like what is the sensitive period of the child's development right now. And then you realize, God, this is brilliant. My kid right now really wants physical closeness to us. Or right now, our kid really wants the papa more than the mama. And you can see that. Or right now, our kid is looking for friends. And it's so amazing how their physical development, what their brain's going through, what their bodies are going through, can be in line with what you train them spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Because stuff I tried to teach Philip before weren't clicking because he wasn't physically developed for it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's clicking. And we're actually able to talk about it. So parang, ay, grabe. Kailangan palang antayin yung timing nito because of its development also.
And as parents, I feel like also, no, the nourishment that we give, sometimes we focus too much on, like, let's say, physical, diba? Na everything physical. What they eat.
Yeah.
What they do to develop their bodies. But honestly, as they get older and older, I see how, you know, their physical strength is very limited when their minds and their hearts don't know what it's for. Yeah. So parang it is equal eh, in the sense na parang when we were doing Spartan, ano nga ba yung quote na yun? Ah, no, we were watching like TikTok videos, sabi nila, nakita nila yung isang, you know, parang motivational TikTok na, you don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done. Mm. Parang ganon. Or you quit ba or something. And it stuck to their heads.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? No matter how strong these kids are, it just takes one thought for them to say, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
But if they have like little nuggets of wisdom like that in their spirit, it can make them go another mile.
Yeah.
And then another mile. Yeah. And another mile. And I kind of like made a mental note na, you know, cheesy as it sounds, no, on these mga motivational whatever, they actually work.
Yeah.
They actually work with people. Parang, you know, a simple cheering or like support, expression of support for them actually gives them a boost of like encouragement.
Like one example would be Philip's journey with walking long distances and climbing mountains. He used to complain a lot. Right. And admittedly, I lacked grace in the beginning. I would be like, come on, you don't quit. You know, I would. So it would be a fearsome thing for him or a stressful thing for him. And then we learned to take it at his pace, to walk more slowly. But also, like you said, it's not just the physical ability, but engaging his mind. So we would engage his mind. I would tell him stories about Marvel versus DC. I would tell him stories about different like Genghis Khan or different historical figures. And before you knew it, we climbed the mountain that was like a 3-hour round trip. And he was fine. And afterwards, though, we pointed it out to him. And we said, Philip, do you notice you've walked this far, you've climbed this many meters above sea level, and you haven't complained? Oh, yeah. And we said, because you're strong. Mm. You know, and we validated that physical development, that you are strong. And okay, and now, wala na. I mean, last time, when we were last in Singapore, we were like, oh, who wants to take a cab home? And Philip goes, how long is it? It's 4 kilometers. He goes, it's just 4 kilometers. Come on, let's just walk. Siya na ngayon nag-aya, tayong dalawa gusto natin mag-taxi. And it's like, wow, look, what happened to you?
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, his brother is learning from that.
Mm.
So when his brother complains, the last hike we were on, diba, I had Manu on my shoulders. I was just telling him, you know, right now I'll carry you. But one day you're going to walk. You see how strong Kuya is? You know, he was like you before. Then he said, what? Kuya was like me. I said, yeah, I would have to carry Kuya also.
But sa siguro summary of it is that you're raising a whole person.
Yep.
You're not just raising a body, but you're also raising a mind and a heart and basically a soul, a spirit.
And I think one way to keep that intention is to keep, maybe I'm having a problem here in the internal part of my kid. what can I try changing in the external part?
Right.
Right. Change the situation.
Because we're so interconnected.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal of God for us talaga, is to be integrated. Yeah. And when a person is not integrated, when you're disintegrating, then it's just so hard to function, right? But a child who can integrate everything about him, spirit, body, soul, mind, diba, is going to be a whole person.
Yeah. Next, number four. Times and season.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a kid, you're literally watching the passage of time. You might feel like you're the same. You might think you actually look the same. But nothing makes you feel old like watching a kid grow. And there's a lot of time with kids. Time to eat. How long they're sleeping. How long they're playing video games. How long you're outside. How long, you know, all of that. And we end up looking at the passage of hours, of days, of weeks. But we also have to remember that it's not just the chronological passing of time that we're watching, but we're also watching seasons. The idea of this time is special because of these environmental changes or because of these inherent realities. And sometimes as parents, we need to remember that, you know, while you are watching the passage of time, you must be aware of the passing of seasons. Or sometimes it's too masison, which I can be sometimes, and you're the one telling me, sweetheart, it's time. You know, we have to put them to bed, parang ganun. And both, that tension is important. Eh? Or another way to say it, a much more eloquent way that someone said it was, the days are long, but the years are short. Meaning, the days are long, oh gosh, yet another sleepless night. I don't know how long this will last. It feels like it's been forever. And then you look back and time and the season flew by really quickly. The season when your kid needed to be carried. The season when they were learning to walk. The season of even simple things like when they would mispronounce certain words. And when that's gone, it's just gone forever because they can speak properly now. So yeah, marriage is about watching the passage of time and seasons.
Marriage?
What?
Did you say marriage is...
It is the money. But so is parent.
Yeah. When you become a parent, that is the beginning of wala ka ng time. Yun yung ano, yung nakakatawa kasi parang doon mo marirealize nung single ka pala tsaka nung bagong kasal ka, ang dami mo palang oras.
Yeah.
Tapos sa mga bata, parang pagkatapos maging nanay and then you're raising kids, you're like, wow, I don't have time for anything anymore.
Yep.
Because they just need that much attention and care. Diba nga sabi nila parang many animals were born walking, diba? But basically, I think human beings are the most helpless when they're born.
Yep.
And there must be a reason behind that.
The like, trade-off is our brains.
Because?
We have massive brains and you're born with pretty much a complete massive brain so mm-hmm. you can learn.
Right.
So that's the trade-off with us in the animal kingdom. Okay, you don't have horns, you don't have scaly skin, you don't have canine teeth.
But you can be creative about everything yeah. else that you will encounter.
But we'd
in
rather
life.
You have a brain.
Right.
Now, we understand that that's a disadvantage physically and that's why you have a community.
Right.
So human beings have communities so that they can nurture the brains.
Yes. And
so that's a, you know, purely yeah. biological view.
And it can feel very, very, it can feel very, very taxing and even unfair at times. Na parang, how come, you know, I just have to spend so much of my time with these kids. But then also, like what you said earlier, it's like the days are long, but the years are short. When you think of the seasons, they pass by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
When you think of like, say the season of newborn, they say it's the fastest to go. Like, parang pumikit ka lang pagising mo, oh, infant ka na.
Yeah.
Hindi ka na newborn. And then when you reach infancy, it feels so long when you're having problems,
yep.
when
yep.
you're having like sleep deprivation and stuff. But then, gumising ka next day, oh, toddler ka na.
Wala na, oh.
Pa'n naging toddler to? Kanyan. So it's just so weird how it feels like so much time goes to your children. And yet, and I would never forget, asking Cheska before na parang sabi ko sa kanya, ano yung one line mo for like having kids that I can never get enough of them?
Cheska Kramer. Okay.
And I was like, oh yeah, that is so true. That is what I feel with my kids. Cause it's like, I've spent so much time with you and yet I still cannot get enough of you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I ever will. And it feels like it always is kulang.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. And I feel like that's a tension of like time and seasons, because you've got so much time that you spend on them, but then the seasons make it so fast.
Yeah. I don't think this tension are two opposite ends of a spectrum.
But they're like two facets.
Two facets or like two levels. Right, like you're watching time, so minutes and seconds and hours, you're watching that go by. But remember also, we're not just watching absolute units of time, but we're also observing seasonal changes.
Right.
Number five, yes. Dependence and independence.
Dependence and, okay.
That is so parenting.
Yeah.
You go from kids who are so dependent, and then your goal is to get them to independence. And then sometimes they drive you crazy because they're still dependent about things that, oh, you should know this by now. But then also you miss it naman when they're too independent. And you're like, wait, don't you want to know this from me anymore? Alam mo yon? Like, it's such a, I don't know.
I think the first.
Okay, what was your moment like that?
Picture of, well, not for me. But okay. Just like, maybe for me, looking at my mom and how she was experiencing that with us. But I didn't really see it so clearly because kami yung umaalis. I cannot look at it very well because then I would just give in and be crushed, right? But I saw this, parang siguro it made a mark on me when Joshua left your house.
Yeah.
Because he got married. And we were at that time staying with your mom.
Yeah.
In your house. And I remember her saying that I have so much toyo ba or something. She has so much toyo and nobody uses it anymore.
Because mahilig sa toyo yung...
It was Joshua who used up most of the toyo in the house.
Yeah.
And now she's got so much toyo, nobody uses it up anymore. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just literally
what parenting
is. It's like, one of these days, sabi ko nga, it's the most unfair kind of investment. You keep investing and investing and investing just to lose it all someday.
If it is seen as a loss,
I mean, like, of course, no. I'm not saying that you lose them. Because the goal nga is to lose them. Meaning to lose them to their own adulthood, to their own...
L-O-O-S-E them. Nux.
Oh, diba? Yeah, but... You get what I mean? Na parang it's really going to be a push and pull of that. And also, no, it's even as we're thinking of like them as adults and from children to adults, no. But even early on, it's still a struggle from the beginning of life. Like in infancy, siguro pinaka hindi na lang talaga ganyan is the newborn stage, no. But the moment they reach infancy, methods will show you that even kids as small as infants, no, need their alone time.
Yeah.
They actually need time to be with themselves.
Independence, yeah.
With themselves, without any input from the adults. Just maybe, like, you know, prepare an environment that is safe for them. But they need that. Because if you're there around too much for them, it actually does not help them grow.
Yeah.
Because they don't discover things anymore. It's all just, you know, the adults doing.
Yep.
Right? So, it's just amazing for me to think na. Kasi akala ko dati na parang you'll have to wait until empty nesting stage, no? Before this happens. But actually, no.
Yeah.
It happens early on, even in infancy. There is a great need for human beings to be by themselves in order to develop and grow. And, you know, it they cannot be helped all the time because that actually defeats the whole purpose of, or at least the motion of growing.
for me, part of the problem is when they're too dependent, I'm like, oh, just could you get your own water? Could you figure this out on your own? And then when they do stuff without me,
it's so
like, why? I can do that for you. You know, it's like, what? So, yeah.
I think the tension there for parents is also, and ano to ha, even in psych, they would tell you that some relationships, because you've become so codependent, mm-hmm. you actually look for that dependency on you.
Yeah.
What at first felt like a duty or burden now has become an addiction for you to feel needed. And I feel like that's what happens to parents. Like after a very, very long part of your life, just being mama, like needed by someone. And then suddenly, wala na. This is actually why a lot of parents get really, really sad when their kids become more and more independent. And I think that's the tendency that we need to fight within us. Now, we will not keep them dependent on us because that's not the goal. We have to remind ourselves of the goal. Na the goal is to raise mature, well-regulated, independent people in our children and not children who will stay in our house and ask for whatever they want from us wherever.
Yeah. That's not a good sign.
And also, you know, I think there is a whole lot of like timing to it. Na, you know, sometimes parents do it too soon. Sometimes parents do it too late.
Yeah.
Diba? Na parang we always have to be trusting of the Lord and asking of God's wisdom. Na parang, Lord, is it time?
Yep.
Is it time to let them do this, to let them experience this? And, you know, in this tension, there's also a lot of like, are we going to let them get hurt?
Yeah.
Because we know that if we stop it, they won't.
Yeah.
But if they don't experience the hurt, then they kind of like limiting their own learning.
Yeah. Which leads to the sixth one.
And the end.
Joy and sacrifice. Definitely.
Is it joy or is it sacrifice?
Is it both?
Kasi talagang sa onset pa lang ng parenting for me, it's really this very weird combo of like, talaga, I'm getting my oxytocin while my nipples are bleeding.
Wow, that is a very gripping picture. Thank you.
Sobrang weird na nag-breastfeed ako for the first time na I said like I would produce pink milk because of the blood. Can you imagine that? Because I would be like sugat breastfeeding. But at the same time, I've never slept like that in my life. Because of the
medication.
No sleeping pill whatsoever. All my naps during breastfeeding are like heavenly. Because that's the effect. It makes you very, very relaxed. And in fact, this is why, you know, a lot of like seminars would teach you how to not fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't endanger your child because the whole oxytocin dose or like whatever happens to your body when you release that, no, is really, really super a good feeling. Yeah. Parang ganon.
And I think what I want to comment on this without getting too long, since we're only on number six, is that joy and sacrifice are not mutually exclusive things, but that you actually find a greater joy by going through the sacrifice. So one enhances the other, like chicharon and vinegar nga, diba? Na without it, yeah, it's good, but all the better with the vinegar.
Yes.
Ang deep ng sayo. Okay, should I dig a deeper grave or move on?
No. But yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty much obvious naman talaga, joy and sacrifice.
Yeah, it's obvious, see?
Even in, ano, diba? Even in scripture, na parang, what is that again? When you give birth? And then, what is that? I forget the Bible reference of like, you will forget. Okay, never mind.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's just move on. But yeah. I mean,
it's joy and it's sacrifice. And there's joy in the sacrifice.
And I think what I was trying to get at when I was trying to remember the Bible verse, na this is again another one of those things that God has designed wonderfully.
Yeah.
Na hindi kanya bibigyan ng mahirap na bagay without any way to endure it. And I think the joy of parenting is the one that makes you endure all the hard things about it.
Yep. Moving on.
Okay.
Nuclear and extended.
All right. So, ano ibig sabihin natin dyan?
Is it a bomb? Is it a power plant? No. Nuclear family and extended family.
Okay. So, what did we mean by this?
You know what? I think this is especially true in the Philippines and other cultures that have very strong communal values. More independent cultures kasi the moment you're married and it's like, it's my own family, you know, and I think this generation is kind of becoming a little more like that, in that people are much more open to canceling their parents, which I don't think is a good move. Sure, you will have to protect yourself, but always be open for reconciliation. That being said, there is the nuclear family, the Bonnies, this one. Joe's the dad, Carla's the mom, Philip and Manu are the kids. There's that unit, but you cannot help but be affected by the Peralejo family unit and the Bonifacio family unit. And that's going to play into this nuclear unit. And so that tension will always be there. There'll be times that we give in and we're like, okay, everybody go to the Bonifacio thing, the Peralejo thing. I know we don't normally do this. I know we don't normally give you this much device time, but you're going to have a lot of device time because you're in this extended family thing. And then there are times that these are our rules. I don't care what your cousins are doing. I don't care what other people are saying. This is how we, the four of us, will be doing things.
And I also think kasi us as parents have come from those extended families.
Yeah.
And this is also true for marriage, no? And we did say this in our book before na we have to create a kind of parenting that is ours and not that of our extended families, yeah. Diba? Na we grew up in certain ways eh, and we always think na syempre, you know, as you were growing up, yun lang naman yung alam mo na klase ng parenting. And you kind of like think, oh, maybe this is also, or you don't even think. You just, okay, this was done to me. I do it to my child. But then your child exists in another generation, in a very different time.
Yep.
And you kind of like have to revisit the way you were raised. If that is still relevant, if that has been updated, or if there are things that you should retain.
Yep.
Diba?
I think the two mistakes here would be two extremes. Yeah. One, I'm too nuclear, diba? To hell with the extended family. You're robbing your children of their history, of their context, and of a lot of impartation and blessing and connections that that would bring. And then you've got the other extreme of parents who pretty much still function like they're still kids in their own parents' house. So they do whatever the matriarch of the family says, the patriarch of the family. So if they say, lahat pupunta dito, there's no choice. Alam mo yon, your kid could have explored a different interest or maybe it's not good for their schooling. But voila, the parents are just, well, ito yung gusto ni lolo, ni lola. And a lot of the time, they do that because of the financial upside. Diba? Because they're paying for everything. Instead of establishing their own identity as parents and maybe having less, but choosing to build wiser as a result. It's a tension. You're gonna need both.
Yeah, you're gonna need both because also, no, I will not naman say na even if we come from very dysfunctional families, no, say ganun yung situation ninyo, there is still some good to like where you come from.
Yeah.
If you can find that, then you know it is good to give to your children because I do that. Like I introduce those qualities about my siblings, my own mother, my own father, what great things I could talk about,
yeah,
when it comes to my extended family
even
with my
stories.
Children. Yeah.
Even just funny stories, that becomes their mythology, that becomes their legend. Oh, we have a tita who did this, we have a tita who did that. That is part of their formation.
And you know, honestly, it informs you of so much, yeah, like about yourself to know where you come from.
Yep.
So I think that it would be wise also for us to like not shield them so much away from our extended families, but also at the same time, be the first to protect them when it's no longer good.
Yeah. Speaking of that, eighth tension, future and past.
Right.
Past and future. And really, there is, you really have a sense of both your past and your future when you watch your kids. Because you're like, okay, ito pala yung ginawa sa akin. Ito pala inisip ng magulang ko. But at the same time, oh my gosh, ibang-iba sila sa akin. Ibang-iba sila sa panahon ko.
You know a thing to say about Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and the Future.
Your past and the future, the past and the future when it comes to parenting is that it's kind of like your opportunity also as a parent to be healed from the things that weren't really quite done correctly when you were a child. And this is not to say na our parents were really bad, no, but you know, all of us, I think even our own children, no, will someday need therapy and counseling. Kasi no one naman is perfect and you never know like which of the things you said, of the 100 things you said, which one landed correctly or not, diba? Malay mo, wala ka naman palang ibig sabihin, pero it just landed as, you know, like a massive blow to your son's life.
Yeah.
And you weren't really intending for that to happen. So whether it was intentional or not, we never know the effect of what we do to our children's lives until they become adults. The same way, na ganun din para sa atin.
You know, I understood more why my dad would lose his temper. Because when I was a kid, like, why do you have to shout?
Right.
And now it's like, oh, there's a lot going on. And a lot of it is actually a kind of love or the way I understand love that I feel like I need to shout in order for you to get my point. And so I understood that more. I was able to, you know, extend more grace and be more forgiving of the memory of that. And then also, when he would say often, one day you'll know how much I love you when you have kids of your own. And that made so much more sense to me. Like, oh gosh, like if only I could show you or let you feel the intensity of my regret when I know I did something that hurt you. If only I could let you, you know what I mean? Like you're not going to get this right now. It only feels like it's painful. And it kills me that's what's happening. And that's what drives me to pray, drives me to repent, drives me to trust God. The Lord, ikaw mag-aayos nito. So really, the future, past, happening all at the same time. And you see yourself as a kid, but you also see someone else who seems like you and is totally not you at all.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, another thing that I could think of this is, you know, whatever is happening in the present right now is going to be someday this person's past.
Yeah.
So their future is actually based on a lot of this person's past.
And will be the stories they'll tell people. Yeah, well, my dad did that. You know, that's what's going to happen here.
And it kind of drives me down to my knees whenever I think of these things. Kasi na, parang nisip ko na, Lord, I can't help it. I just can't be perfect. Like, I can't do what's right every single day of my life. Probably I could. I'm like so much better now. But there are times when I just feel like, oh, that just wasn't correct. I mean, like, someday I'm just gonna wait for this moment to turn up in this person's life saying na, okay, that was something that really scarred me, diba? And I can't help it. And
it's gonna happen.
I can't control it. And this is when I just, like, get down on my knees and say, God, you know, the future is yours.
Yeah.
I say that just as much, you know, as, you know, our past not being ours also. Na parang, there is no way to control it.
Yeah.
Diba sabi nga nila, lahat, asawa mo, kaibigan mo, mapipili mo. Pero yung magulang mo, hindi mo mapipili.
Yeah.
You can never choose your parents. And I never chose mine. My kids never got to choose us. And so we're kind of like stuck to each other that way. And all you can do is like, you know, maybe this is really a relationship that is just beyond our control.
Yeah.
And you just look up to God and say, the past and the future are both not mine. It's not, the present is the only thing that I can do something about. But the past and the future, I really will have to lift up to God and say, this is yours. I can no longer change these things. And I would like to entrust to you the things that I have no control over, and help me to just, you know, do what's right for my children when the time comes.
Yeah. These could be movie titles, no? The past in the pure, or something like that.
Yes.
No. Okay. Sige. 9.
Ah.
Nature and nurture.
Okay. I think that's parang ano naman na yan? Even in science, di ba? Ano ba talaga? Nature or nurture? And again, it's
both.
Both.
Yeah.
I could see that very well with our kids.
Tell the story of us wanting to homeschool. And Ate Maricel's comment about that.
Oh, okay.
And I think
that
captures it well. Eh. You know, it captures I want this. I'll try this. But I need to wait for what nature shows.
Yeah, so I was a very eager new wife. Talking to Ate Maricel, Laksa Pangilinan. Having a mentoring session with her. And I was just so excited to ask her about homeschooling. Because I was so excited to homeschool. Tapos yung sagot niya sa akin was, ah, okay. Nasaan na ba yung mga anak mo? Sabi ko, ha, ate, wala pa. Because at that time, I was a new wife. I didn't have kids yet. And it would be like a few more years before I got Philip. And then she said, okay, so wala pa, di ba? Pag-usapan muna natin yung marriage mo. Because you never even know when the time comes if, you know, your kids are gonna wanna homeschool.
Yeah.
Cause like, and then she started talking about her kids, how some of them liked homeschool and some of them did not.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like stupefied after hearing that. Kasi parang, oh nga no, like a dose of realization for that day na I can't pre-decide for my kids, because when they come, it's really more of a collaboration. So it begins with birth, actually. If you've never seen birth like this, ito kasi siya. The nature of birth is that you're, as a mom, you're gonna push the baby out.
You prepare. You do
prepare
everything.
So the baby goes out. But it cannot be all your effort. The baby has to do their part to actually go down.
Yeah.
And if they don't do that, you actually will have to end up with like something like CS and stuff. I mean, there are many reasons why you get a cesarean, but one of the reasons would be, you know, the baby just couldn't go down for some reason.
Yeah.
But it takes both for it to successfully happen. And that is the first collaborative project of parent and child.
Yeah.
And they say, no, lalo na yung mga nasa birthing circles, na when a child gets to do that, it's the first sign and feeling of empowerment for them. Because they get to do something about their own birth. And it's not all the moms doing all the dads doing. Kaya nga sabi nila, even yung sa cesarean, yung mga gentle birthers, no? Kasi hindi natin maiiwasan. Meron talagang mga cases wherein kailangan mo na talagang cesarean section. Yung iba, gentle birthing, they just slice it open and they let the child move. They don't just pull out the child.
They take that step.
Yeah, they take that step. So the child, it communicates to the child na you are a part of this birth.
An agent.
This is not only your mom or the doctor's doing. You can do something about your life.
Yeah. And I think
this is also why I'm very, very big on like natural birth and gentle birthing, because I completely believe that from the womb, a child already is sensing so much.
We experienced that with Manu and even with Philip, like the parts we were able to let him participate in. Yung nature and nurture, for me, it brings me back to responsive parenting, where it's not completely pabayaan na, eh, ganyan ka eh. I don't know why you're like that. That's how you were born. You're just whatever, lazy or whatever. Or neither is it dictatorial, where it's, well, this is, you know, if you're my son, you're gonna play this sport. Parang ganun. But to respond, you know, to put inputs, watch what he does with those inputs, observe, adjust, evaluate, okay, keep going again. And it's very responsive. And because their story is not yet written.
Yeah. Siguro, last thing that I would say about nature and nurture is that I had so many plans for the kids before they came along. When they came along, I realized that, and this is, you know, a second to your responsive parenting. Na yeah, yeah. They are, and I think debunked na rin talaga yung study or like whatever they say about kids na they come as like blank people.
Blank slates.
Blank slates in the world, right? When they come into the world that they're just blank slates. They actually come with something already. And the job of a parent is to find that out. And I really do believe that because there are things that, you know, my kids would do and I'm like,
That cannot come from me.
That cannot come from your dad too. So parang saan ka nang galing, diba? And it makes me marvel each time na God has specifically made this person. This is a unique person and God was the one who designed this person. Definitely taking a lot of traits from me and from their father, but there are things that make you you. Talaga, and not anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
And it's always my joy to see that and to be able to respond with nurturing. Kaya nga nature and nurture, what is the natural disposition of this child according to God's design? And my job is to discern that first and then after that, nurture it.
Yep.
So that, you know, this child would grow the way that God wants him to grow.
Yep.
Hindi yung parang wala lang, lahat parang, kasi mahirap sa nurture, kung wala kang nature, gagawin mo lang lahat ng sinasabi nilang maganda.
You're gonna follow your own plan.
Uh-oh. At saka sinasabi ng iba na maganda. Yeah. Okay, i-develop mo yung ganito, kasi ganyan, ganyan. Eh, but pag tinignan mo yung anak mo, like ako, kung i-force ko yung mga anak ko na maging basketball players, eh hindi naman talaga sila mahilig sa basketball, di ba? Yeah. I mean, it's just going to be a pain to them instead of like really going after what they are naturally inclined and designed to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So nature and nurture are both at work. And it's just amazing to watch in your kids.
Right.
Last tension.
Ano to?
The tenth shun.
Okay. The tenth shun.
And I think all parents will wrestle with this. Qualified and unqualified.
Yep.
You definitely feel so unqualified. But then you're in positions where you have to be qualified to say, I said so. You know, you are not eating another chocolate bar, whatever. Diba? So you feel qualified in doing that. And yet at times, I remember when we were bringing Philip home from the hospital and I was thinking, are we just going to be allowed to walk out of here with this human baby? Like, who are we? Like, where's the certification? Who is going to make sure we actually do the right thing by him? You know, it's like, what do I know what to do with him? Feel so unqualified. And yet, to trust, and this is where faith in God, this whole, all these tensions are definitely full of faith in God. But this is one part where, Lord, you knew what you were doing when you gave us this child at this time of our lives. To see children as a gift that way, even, for example, if they are differently, you know, they have different abilities or conditions and health conditions. And you're like, Lord, you knew what you were doing. And then of all the places to let this child be, you gave them to me. You gave this child to me.
I think this tenth tension. Kind of like highlights how our kids are not our own. That they're actually not ours naman kasi talaga. They are first and foremost God's children. So are you qualified as their parents on earth? Yeah, because you were appointed by God. But ultimately, the most qualified to be their parent is the Lord. And I think that also kind of like cures my anxiety when it comes to my disqualifications. Diba? So yeah, it's kind of like the thing that helps me whenever I feel disqualified. Because are you disqualified? Yeah, you're pretty much not meeting the, if you're thinking of all the list, all of the items on the list of parenting, do you meet all of them? I don't think so. Hindi ka talaga qualified.
What makes you feel disqualified? Like when you lose your temper or more like the lack of opportunities we're able to give them.
Or lahat what, in every way. So materially, emotionally, financially, and then, you know, this also becomes highlighted when you see other parents and yeah. they're doing so well. You're like, wow, buti pa sila, may budget sila pang ganito. Or buti pa sila, may experience sila na gano'n na na-transfer nila sa mga anak nila. Diba na parang iniisip mo, so are my kids like so behind because, you know, I'm just not as great as them?
Yeah, we didn't raise them to be triathletes, parang gano'n, at an early age.
Mm-mm. Or like yung iba na memorize na nila yung mga 20 Psalms of the Bible. Tapos yung mga
or anak, periodic wala, table of elements.
So. Periodic table. Parang, okay. And you know, I think parenting has a lot of that. Like a whole lot of comparison. And it's just a magnification of what you actually go through as a single person and even as a married person. You're always looking at your neighbors and saying that, wow, how come they have it so much better than I? Yeah. So, and I don't think it stops. And it actually is more aggravated when it comes to parenting. Because, you know, there are ways that this world will tell you that they are better parents than you are. But at the end of the day, you have to be settled with, God has chosen me for this child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not because I, and in like in anything, no. God chooses you, not because you deserve it or because you're the best for it, but because He knows He can equip you for it.
Yeah.
He can make you the right person for it.
And like even for the other tensions we've had here so far, right? Maybe you feel like you've messed up with the mother-father thing, your single parent, right? Or the other tensions. The fact that God put you in that role, I mean, even parents who mess up historically, like the kids are adults and the parents are like, I don't even know paano ko babawi sa buhay ng anak ko to. But you're still their dad. You're still their mom. And if we take the humble route and say, Lord, I've made so many mistakes, but like you said, you didn't choose naman eh, diba? That for me to be this person's dad or mom. So I ask you, Lord, to help me. And He will. And there will be grace. And you will always... You can't take away that role in someone's life. Eh? Sure, you can have like other emotional, mental, spiritual fathers and mothers, but biological fathers and mothers still play that role that you can't take away. Your genes are still in that child. And so we just need to look to God and say, Lord, I am completely unqualified on my own, but I thank You that this is part of my calling, and so You've qualified me for that.
And you know, to end this episode, I have added another 10th Sean, so it will be 11th Sean.
11-10.
11-10. No, but seriously,
okay, go.
I just feel like ending with regrets and redemption. There would be a whole lot of like regrets in parenting. Because like when you were talking, naisip ko na, alam mo, pag talaga naman you look back, you're thinking na I could have done better in a lot of those areas. And that's not, that's real. I mean, like it's not a lie. I'm not just saying it. When you look back, you could have been better in so many ways. And so you regret. But also when you look at God and you look ahead of you and you see how God just, you know, in your own life, how you could have been worse. Thinking of the things that were done to you as a child or as you were growing up, things that had happened to you. And you're not in a worse position, right? You're actually, you're doing great. You're doing fine regardless of what happened to you
my
before.
My future pa naman, oo.
Mapapaisip ka talaga na redemption is real. Eh?
Yeah.
God could redeem even the worst things about your childhood, your past. And I would believe the same for my children. Na, you know, I mean, I could regret so many things about our relationship, the way we raised them and all. But at the end of the day, God is more powerful than all of us put together to redeem what we cannot anymore on our own.
Yeah. And that's it. So that's 11 tensions
of parenting that we've
learned.
We'd love
to hear what you think. Which ones resonate with you? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, and
if
you're not
group.
A parent, actually, we would love for you to listen to this because I feel like being a parent has made me
reflect
on myself as a child, how I was as a child. And where a whole lot of my issues were coming from. So maybe maybe this will be helpful for you, even if you're not a parent.
Yeah. We're going to skip the question and answer portion.
Because it's gone too long.
Episode has gone on long. So yeah, hit us up on the Telegram group. We'd love to hear from you as well.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.